Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke chapter 12. Jesus said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes." This is the text. Changing over to a new year is a strange yet familiar event. Each year, we struggle the first few times we sign our name and then write out the date after it. Changing over to a new year immediately declares the past year to be old. In a few hours, the year of our Lord 2013 will seem old. What happens? How does the movement of a clock, or the soon-to-be dropping of a ball in Times Square, change our view of something as significant as a year? Time is such an interesting part of our existence. It's something intangible. You have a past. You live in something called the present, sort of, and you look forward into an unknowable future. Our past, it's unchangeable. Whatever has happened has happened. Yet the past does change. For everyone, whether you are a Christian or not, our memories of the past do change. As we put more and more time between now and then, our opinion of the past tends to wax nostalgic. We remember the good old days. I was at the hospital today with someone who's 95 years old, and my daughters were with me, and she was recounting to them the good old days of the Great Depression. I don't know of anyone going through that at the time that would have said, "Oh, these are going to be good old days sometime." We tend to wax nostalgic. I believe that this phenomenon is partly due to the reality of forgiveness. We tend to look back at people we have known, especially our loved ones, and we forget about the faults and failures. This doesn't mean we have a loss of memory, but we tend to look past the failures and remember the good. Quite often, difficult and challenging times become humorous stories later in life. And then again, there are some events which will never be thought of as humorous stories. But with forgiveness, the reality of the past, all of the past, does change. The past is washed clean. This happens not merely through the passing of time. Forgiveness is not developing nostalgic thoughts about the good old days. Forgiveness is real, complete, and immediate. Forgiveness makes all things new. I believe that our human fascination with the new year is man's yearning to start over. Just as we look with increasing fondness upon the past, we tend to look with hope for the future. This is why we welcome and celebrate the coming of the new year. Everyone looks to the new year as a chance to start over. Perhaps it's because we recognize that the present won't be thought of as the good old days for quite some time. And the hardest part of time really is the present, because it's even hard to describe. It's impossible to grasp. I mean, if you ask, if I ask you, what time is it? You could reply, well, do you mean right now what the time is, or the time it was when you asked me? And think about it. The present in which you live immediately becomes the past. We gather in God's house this evening, and our gathering is not in the present. The hymns we have sung, our God, O God, our help in ages past. The word of God that has been read, that is not happening in the present. That is our recent past. Every word that I will say, the participation in the body and blood of Christ that will take place, that is in the near future of right now. And when I say right now, those words immediately become the past. We don't live in the present. That is a lie that the world has tricked you into believing. Pepsi, just this last week, kicked off a new ad campaign with the slogan, "Live for now." One more reason why I drink Diet Coke, not Pepsi. We cannot live for now. Now doesn't exist in any meaningful way. Our lives consist of the recent past and the near future. Therefore, if our lives consist of those two parts, past and future, this means that our lives consist of the need of forgiveness for our past, and we repent of what we have done, our thoughts, words, and deeds, and what we have left undone. We confess and we receive absolution for our past. What a joy it is that we were able to gather this evening and do that. Forgiveness, which is real and complete and immediate, this is what we find in Christ. And then the other side of our existence is hope. Faith in the future. Jesus says, stay dressed and ready for action. Keep your lamps burning. Be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast. We are but humble servants, watching and waiting for the master to come. Changing over to a new year, it is a strange yet familiar event because it is a microcosm of our entire life, especially for those of us who are in Christ. I mean, for those who are outside of Christ and his church, oh, they'll speak of hope, and they'll speak of time healing the wounds of the past, but it's not the same. The forgiveness which Christ brings is real. It's complete. It's immediate. We receive it, and it happens. The hope we share is real and full and certain. Being a baptized Christian, it's like having New Year's every day. Every day we emerge and arise, as Luther says in the Small Catechism. Reborn, renewed, forgiven, and washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. That is what has happened with our past, and the reason that we have a great future. And every day we stand dressed and ready for action, watching, waiting. The Master is coming. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.